Yes, it has. We've spent close to 2 years volunteering to set up this music library. The group usually meets once a week and just for a couple of hours. We've been working on it now.
And who do you think will benefit from this? Who do you expect to be the user?
We would like to think that students would be able to avail of the music library, music students from all around Donegal, and tutors as well, and just music lovers in general.
And it's also great to have this stuff archived and all in the one place as well, isn't it? That's an important aspect.
Yes, definitely. It's a great way to keep track of different pieces that are being used by different groups, choirs and things around, and to just build up a nice collection.
And as it relates to the catalogue, is this the end now, or perhaps maybe it's just the beginning, really?
It's probably just the beginning. We have been told there may be donations coming in, and we will hopefully be able to accommodate any donations that people wish to make. It's great to see music being shared and appreciated. So whatever people are interested in donating, we are very happy to accept.
And it's being launched today. It's there available for people to access. There is going to be a small deposit, we understand, but that's to be understandable. But besides that, it's free to access, which is important too.
That's right. The deposit is purely just to cover any possible loss or damage of items that may have been loaned out. So it's necessary just to keep the library stocked with whatever's there, so items don't go misplaced or missing.